Blog Talk Radio.
It is alright, alright. It is alright, alright. As long as I have my love beside me, it is alright. As long as I have this time to go, as long as he watches over my soul, as long as I'm under his control, it is alright. It is alright, alright. It is alright, alright. As long as I have my love beside me, it is alright. As long as I have this hand to hold, as long as he watches over my soul, as long as I am under his control, it is alright. I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peter with the Bell of God, the Church of Christ. I'm coming to you this evening. On our Blog Talk Radio show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with an Incarnated Christ. And this is the evening worship, and so we're just so glad to have you. I see you, Tiny Israel. Praise God to you. Good to have you, and those that are going to be coming on here shortly. We want you to share the video if you can. And just hope that you're enjoying yourself. We're going to sing a few songs as we just try to get warmed up and get our minds set for the Word of God. It's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood running wrong in my veins, oh, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm gonna shout just a little louder. And I'm gonna shout just a little louder. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm gonna sing just a little over here. And I'm gonna sing just a little over there. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. And I'm gonna pray just a little over here. And I'm gonna pray just a little over there. And while the blood is running warm in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. You know, it's in my veins, Lord, it's in my veins. While the blood is running warm in my veins, oh Lord, it's in my veins. Amen. One of the people probably blaming on grandma's knee. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. I got any witnesses out there today? Dwell grace that touch my heart to give, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The earth I first believed, amen, through many dangers, turf, and snares, I have overlived.
Shadows of this life have gone.
fly away, like a bird from prison bars that's blown out. Fly away, don't you know that I will fly away, in the morning and when I die, hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Now just a few more weary days and daylight, I will fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away everywhere. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know I will fly away where will be. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I will fly away. Amen, Brother Keith, good to see you. God, hope everything is going well with you. Brother Keith Palmore, pulpiteering extraordinaire, just a great brother and just a great student of the Bible. Glad to see you. Already says, I'll fly with you. Amen. 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 We're going to link up and fly together. Amen. A couple more songs. And then we will get to our prayer list, to our invocation prayer. If you have any prayer requests, just go on and type them in. I have a few today that I want to make sure that we get in. Victory in Jesus. I've heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave life on Calvary to save us like me. And I heard about his groaning, all his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. What a victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and now my love is to him. And he plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about his healing, all his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried to Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And I then obeyed his last commands and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior. Forever he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. And I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. And about the angels sing. Excuse me. About the angels singing and the redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing a bell song of victory. Oh, victory Jesus, my Savior, forever he sought me, and he bought me with a redeeming blood. He loved me, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He blessed me to the very beneath the cleansing flood.
Amen.
All right. I saw you all, Sister Turner. Amen. My wife's song. If you want to call into our blog talk line, at the completion of message, we'll be able to talk with you. That phone number is 619-924-0767. If you have a prayer request, you can give it to us at that time. We can also add that to the list, 619-924-0767. Again, we're broadcasting in Canada, the continental United States, along with Norway, and we've been added to the United Kingdom. Praise God. And so we're just one day at a time, just trying to reach another soul with the Word of God. And we're so glad to have you, those that have tuned in here on Facebook Live. And we just asked you to share the video if you can so others can enjoy and also hear some greatness from the Lord. We're going to sing one more tune, and then we'll have our prayer, and then we'll get to our communion. Just as I am, just as I am, without one plea, but that God love shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee.
Believe me,
come. Sing that first verse again. Just as I am without one plea, but there's thy blood was shed for me, and that, thank you, Tannies, thou bids me come to thee. Oh, glad I call. I call. After you've been through something, that song has another meaning. After God's allowed you to experience and has carried you through something, that song has a deeper meaning. Seem to have the hiccups a little bit today, but that's all right. God is good anyhow, any day, and any hour. You're so thankful to be a child of God. Let us have a word of prayer. Bow with me this time. Can I ask you, Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, to you we give honor and praise today as we thank you the best we know how. Thank you for the weather. Even though it may not be what we would like for it to be, we know that you have purpose even in the weather. You have purpose in the cold. You have purpose in the rain. You have purpose in the snow. You have purpose when it's warm. So we just thank you for using what you have put together from the beginning of time as we would know it, to continue to take care of the things of this world, cleanse the air, help us to understand the depth of you. Father, we just ask you to continue to bless us. I have a special prayer request for a neighbor of mine. As I was coming in this evening, I was seeing he's maintenance guy for most of the buildings around here. And his wonderful parents that would pray for one another. Well, Dad's 90 years old and just found out today that it was the other day his dad was going upstairs or whatever. He always wants to keep busy trying to do something and slipped and fell. He caught him. But as they took him to the hospital, they found out that although he didn't hit his head or anything, he had a fracture, I think, in his neck area that had been there for a while because of the times he had fell. And so now was having a difficult time, and so we had told him I would keep him in prayer definitely because he has to make a decision. He doesn't want his dad to go into surgery because he doesn't believe he's strong enough for that. And at 90 years old, he doesn't know how long he will live. And that's a very difficult decision for anyone to make. So we're praying for him, praying for his wife and that entire family, great people. Father, so thankful to have a chance to spend time with a good friend of mine, Art Raybon, his co-worker Mike, and his wife, cousin Marcy. As you continue to bless them and keep them in ways that they readily stand in need of. As you continue to strengthen them and travel and grace, they're probably back in Des Moines at this time. But my wife and I, we was all able to go out and have a bite to eat, some Mexican food, and we had a great fellowship together. So we're just so thankful for that. Father, we pray that we'll be able to have more as we go forward. Praying also for my cousin Daryl, and my new cousin Jody, who got married in Las Vegas, as I understand, according to the pictures I saw on Facebook. I want to say congratulations to them and ask your Father to continue to bless them where they stand in need of, that they will continue to get close to thee. Praying for just this world, Father, that's just going through turmoil. There's so much dissension. And I ask you, Father, to help us, to protect us in the midst of everything that's going around. Glad to see the program that Maywood put on for Sister Dolores Gant yesterday, and to be a part of that. I've asked you to continue to bless them, keep them in the way they stand in need of. Father, I just ask you to continue to bless us as we also every day are getting a little bit older, and our works will follow us. We know that. So thankful for Brother Keith Palmore. Father, I ask you to continue to bless him and keep him the way he stands in need of. New prosthetics and things that he's doing as he continues to deal with the new normal, as we all are. As you have healed me and healed him and Neil Lopez and others that have been dealing with things, Father, I ask you to be with him. We're praying for Brother Howard. I should be with him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of. I understand Sister Howard had an 80th birthday party. We ask you to continue to bless her lives and strengthen them where they stand in need of. Praying for, I call the newlyweds, Pam and Richard Potts, who went over vows again this past week. Father, so I ask you to bless them and keep them strong on new ground as they continue to move forward. Brother Richard just had his 80th birthday as well. And so we're having a chance to have some fellowship with him as well. And I'm praying for him, my Sunday school teacher. Praying for my wife as she continues to strengthen her and bless her, what she stands in need of. And my daughters, Juanita and Nicole, as she continues to bless them and keep them in the ways they stand in need of. And just my mother, who I see is on, as she continues to strengthen her and give her the not only the intestinal fortitude to continue to keep on keeping on in ways that you know that she is creative, but also be able to strengthen her physically, that she'll be able to move around and do things for you in the kingdom as we have for them to be. Father, bless her and keep her in ways you know she stands in need of, as she works extremely hard serving a lot of people. Father, I'm just so thankful to see the testimony, the living testimony of Sister Gladys Turner. She's working out now and feeling better. And you can actually see her as she was able to see her yesterday. She's standing out strident more. Saw her husband as well, Brother Robert Turner, a great preacher. I ask you to continue to bless her and keep her, strong as she is in recovering and continuing to build her strength back up. And it's something, Father. It's just a blessing that we used to overlook. I know I overlooked it, and don't take it for granted anymore. I'm just so thankful for that. And there's many other things that we can pray for, Father. We ask you to continue to bless us and keep us. As we get ready to go to the Word of God, we pray that it's a lamp to our feet, a light into our path, that you will continue to help us and strengthen us in ways you know we stand in need of. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. It's communion time. It is communion time. At last, indeed, my Savior bleed, and it is my soul burned up. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart went away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy whole the day. We find in Acts 20:7, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread. Paul continued teaching until midnight. He picked up the pen in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23. He said, "For I received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And after he broke it, said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.' After the same manner, he also took the cup. And after he had supped into this cup, is the New Testament in my blood, drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep." Let us have prayer for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take of the bread and the wine. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Amen. If you have a copy of God's manuscript, if you would turn to Psalms chapter 91. Psalms chapter 91. I love the book of Psalms, Israel's songbook. They would sing choruses of these verses, and they would sing these words because these words had meaning to them. And we have to get the words off the pages of inspiration and put them into our lives where they have meaning. Deep meaning with us as well. The Bible teaches the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. I want to ask a question today. It deals with location. Where do you live? Because protection, covering, blessings are found in the place where God would happen to be. And the text says the one who lives, who abides, who resides, who finds their abode under the protection of the Most High. That's where they dwell, in the shadow of the Almighty. And the blessing of the shadow casts out. If you have the light behind you, then the shadow of the silhouette will cast out. And it will be more likely in the form of the outline of that for which it is shining on. Well, isn't it a blessing to be under that shadow, under the umbrella, under the protection? So we say God is our refuge. We say God is our fortress. We say Jesus is my rock in a weary land. But when you really get in trouble, who do you call on? When you really find yourself in dire need, where do you have your trust planted? If you've ever really been sick, where it looked like it was going to be terminal, or it looked like there was going to be no help for you, did you give up on God? Well, the text says the one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty. So in order for Almighty God to be connected with you, it's under the shadow of the Most High Jesus. See, Jesus is our rock. He is our everything. That's why verse 2 says, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. What do you say about the Lord? Do you use the word the Lord's name in vain? Or do you find your safety, you find your refuge, you find, are you a refugee for Jesus? Do you find that God covers you? He's a high tower. He's your fortress, a place of safety in difficult times. And when you say my God, that's personal. So you can't say my refuge, my fortress, and my God unless you have personal relationship with God. That's why I said, in whom I trust. So when you place your trust in him, trust is deeper than just belief. Illustration that I got from Brother Neil Lopez, I've never forgotten. If you're pushing a wheelbarrow across the Niagara Falls on a tightrope, that's belief. I believe I can do it. I'm tightrope walking. There are some people that can walk a tightrope. But that's not necessarily trust. That's just belief. And it really ties into some of your skill set to be able to reach from one side to the other, especially if you're acrobatic in a way. But trust is you getting in the wheelbarrow, and it's on the tightrope, and letting God push you out of your control from one side to the other. God takes you from one side to the other. That's trust. And so as we put our trust in God, that means in difficult times, in times I cannot see, things I cannot control, things that are out of my power physically, things that are beyond my skill set, beyond my abilities, I put it in God's hand and I trust that he will carry us through. He himself will deliver you from the hunter's nest. You know somebody's hunting you? Satan is hunting for your soul. If I can just leave you with a few words this evening, I want you to understand that the fiery darts of Satan are to take your attention off of God, to distract you from God, to make you bow to Satan to receive fool's gold. Oh, it may be valuable here on earth, but there's no eternal value in heaven for following Satan. See, Satan is jealous. You ever dealt with a jealous person? Your relationship with God is so valuable to Satan, is so upset with God that he knows he can't get to God, so he gets to what God, he gets what's closest to God, which is you. Is your relationship with God valuable enough that you say, get thee behind me, Satan? Free from me, Satan. I'm going to serve God and God alone. You have the power to make a decision. God put that discernment in your hand. But it's more than what you say. It's how you walk, how you talk, what you do, and how you love your fellow brother. He himself will deliver you from the hunter's nest. From the destructive plague, he will cover you with his feathers like a mother bird, right? And you will take refuge under his wing. You will be covered by God. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You can go on and read the 91st chapter. There's so much there. But I just want you to understand, if you have not given your life to God, you're living beneath your privileges. You may be blessed. You may have a lot of things. You may have your home. You may have a nice car. You may have a motorcycle. You may have a boat. You may have all physical things that you, a poor man, would ever want. But your soul may still be unrested. How do I come to God? I'm so glad you asked that question. Because if you really are focusing and trusting on what God would have for you to do, then you'll take a look at these scriptures seriously, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It takes hearing to understand. Then hearing will lead you to believe. Hebrews 11:6, for without faith it's impossible to please God. Who are you trying to please? For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Where are you getting your reward from? Must cause you to repent. Luke 13:3-5, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. Turn to God. Stop doing getting dizzy, turning, doing 360s and turning away from God. It's not about your power, it's about God's power. Matter of fact, your power is you surrender your power to God. Bow in front of the mighty hand of the Lord. And then you must confess the sweetest name that may ever roll off a mortal's tongue. Matthew 10:32, he that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denied me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Does that sound legal? That's a legal contract. Sounds like you need an attorney, and the only attorney that's going to help you, only attorney that can help you in front of God the Father, is Jesus himself. And then you must be buried. Your life must be buried in that watery grave of baptism for the remission of sin. Must be covered up to rise to a new creation in Christ Jesus. Peter says in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promises unto you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto himself. American Standard Versions. You don't want to hear Peter, listen to Paul, Romans 6:3-4. Know you not that so many of us have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we all should walk in a newness of life. Want that new life, be that new creature, a new creation? It's obedience to God through water baptism. But if you won't hear Peter and you won't hear Paul, please hear Jesus. Mark 16:15-16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If you have something on your heart that you'd like to express, you can type it in. If you want to call in on our blog talk line, you can do that right now, 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767, and we'll talk with you. If not, just share the video. We appreciate that. And just continue to pray for us. If this ministry has blessed you any, and you would like to give a donation, love donation, and go to our website, www.golgothachurchofchrist.com. Under the donations tab, you can give either tithing or a love offering of any amount from a dollar and beyond. No amount is too small for the ministry. Share the word. Also, we have a Cash App. Just you contact me by Messenger or whatever. We got Cash App. You can add Western Union. You can PayPal. There's various ways. We'll work it out. But if the ministry has blessed you, plant a seed. And then seed, when a seed is planted in the right time, it will harvest. God's giving is much bigger than what you would ever start with. Just want to thank you this evening. Do something for someone that they can't repay you for. You give them Jesus Christ. and him crucified. Keep praying for me. Keep praying for us. I got a praise report from my doctor last Thursday. I've been completely released and have no. I've been healed up. He said, "You no longer need me." So now I just need to take care of the newfound diabetes that I have. Just make sure I maintain that, and everything will be intact. So continue to pray for me on this new normal. Pray for Brother Keith Palmore. He's doing great things. Brother Neil Lopez, Sister Turner, praying for Danny Harrison wants us to pray for Sister Frances Turner. Made that mention. Continue to bless her and God keep her. And just let's pray for one another, Sister Brenda Penn as well. Let's pray for one another and God will see us through. So thankful. Have a great evening. Do something for someone that they can't repay you for. Give in Jesus Christ's name, crucified. God bless in the name of the Lord.